Let's turn over to 543. I want more of Jesus. Don't you? I want more of Jesus. More and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of His great love, so rich, so full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. Oh, I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of His great love, so rich, so full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. Oh, I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of His great love, so rich, so full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. Amen. Let's turn over to 550. It's life behind the name. It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes a proud heart humble. It was God who devised a plan that in all things like a man He would live so He could give to us the life behind the name. It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud or humble. It was God who devised a plan that in all things like a man He would live so we could give to us the life behind the name. That's wonderful, isn't it?
Amen.
Let's look just at the bottom page. The Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain and give to us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain and give to us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain and give to us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain and give to us the victory again. Let's look across the page there. Number 565, Emmanuel. 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 His name is called. Emmanuel, He's God with us. 566. Flow through me, Holy Spirit. Flow through me, Holy Spirit. Flow through me. Flow through me, Holy Spirit. Flow through me. As I lift my hands to worship and to magnify thy name, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Flow through me. This morning, amen. And to hear the word. Amen. Let's all stand at this time. We'll change the order of the service. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Yes, I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see. Bless you. I want to see. See him, then just look around, you'll find him. Amen. I am not Brother Forney. I guess y'all noticed the difference. Just a little bit of difference. Brother Forney was wanting to take the day off, not come today, and all as a brother real close to him, Brother Charles Page, his wife passed away the other day, and he wanted to be there. and everything with them. So, you know, it was all right. So I told them, fine. Just we try our best and stand in. So that if you're disappointed this morning, you just, you know, pray and the Lord will bless anyway. So, you know, he'll be with us, the Lord willing, preaching for us on the watch night service and all that. So remember that. Just remember him and the family traveling down and being with him. Okay? Remember now the Bible study this coming Saturday, 6 o'clock. Remember the Christmas dinner then will be on the 13th, and there'll only be one service. All right? So you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about cooking or anything. It will be totally catered for everything to where it can do it. Brother Colley is going, what, Tuesday to have surgery on his shoulder. So remember that and be much in prayer. And Sister Susan's, what, his brother? His brother passed away. So remember them and their family and all. Just keep all of these in your mind. Amen. So if you'd like turning your scriptures, turn where we've been reading in Ephesians 1. And then we'll go to Acts 17, Ephesians 1, Acts 17. Is that all of the announcements that we to make? And just, you know, remember our Christmas time together, Christmas dinner there, and then there won't be no evening service on that day. 13th. Be the 13th of December. Okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, your kindness. Thank you for everything. Thank you for being you. And we just ask you now to be with each one, Lord. There's many out today traveling and different things, Lord, and you just bless each one and just have your way with all of us together in you that we may walk in the light of your love. We ask you to be with the families there of the ones that have passed away, that you would reach down and touch and be a comfort in their times of trouble. Have your way with us and bless and guide each one. We love you. Thank you for your grace and love to each and every one of us. Guide us now as we speak about you in Jesus' name. Amen. While you're getting ready for that, also Sister Esther and Sister Joyce wanted to thank Brother Gary Krantz for making a thing back here to make a little shelf for them to put their books in, you know, to where they wouldn't be just all over. And they greatly appreciate it, Brother Gary, for you doing that. We certainly do. Amen?
Amen.
Ephesians 1. Now, as I said, we read this scripture because within this scripture contains all of the things we are covering from the very beginning of things and understanding, coming down through and into time, and then right into where we are and up to the present hour that we're living, all within these few, about 11 verses. All right. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings, whereat in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him, when, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, when we get into this message today, I'm hoping you'll catch this part, because we know that we're not there yet, but we know that it speaks of predestinated unto. And Brother Brown said, that's the mystery, is predestination. All right, but it's not just predestination that you're dealing with, because it comes in like three stages through the predestination of adoption, all right? But we know that one thing for sure, if you'll watch today, you'll see why we needed the adoption. Adoption really was to Israel. It wasn't to us, but it was brought to us to where that we could do. And why would you be dealing with, why would Paul, right in the midst of predestination, you know, right in the midst of looking at things as a predetermined point, why would he bring in adoption and mention it again on in the verses? All right, so maybe we need to think on these things. All right, and it's all for what? To the good pleasure of his will. to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known prudence, and having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, right? That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, and even in him. See how far the prophet said the redemption goes? Into the heavens, comes down to where we're at, all right? Going back then. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Now let's go to Acts 17 and just get this. Going to verse 23. Now we know who this was, Paul and them at Athens, Mars Hill and all. And he talks about them being too superstitious, all right? Because they had, remember, they had little booths for every kind of god. Right. Well, then they just had one little place that didn't have anything. So that's pretty good, isn't it? That you got a god, but you don't know who he is, and you don't know nothing about him. And just in case yours is not good enough, you just leave a little space. And you say, well, just in case everything ain't all right, we'll leave a space for something, you know. And it can be our god. So then that's what he said. He said, you men of Athens, I perceive that that in all things you're too superstitious. For I passed by and beheld your devotions. I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, you know, making idols, doing that, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, we're trying to get an understanding of things and what has taken place and all, and we have studied over the point of back before the foundation of the world and being in God's mind and being part of God's mind and coming down to the basis of where that we can see things. And now we're coming more into the human element of life and things, and coming down to see where we're at. All right. Now, we covered the couple of messages back how that the sin in the garden was what? That Eve believed Satan's lie, and it caused her to begin to reason. In her spirit being, she began to reason upon these things as being, you know, right. And that brought then, watch now, death into her spirit being, right? And that's where she couldn't understand it, because when the Bible had said, the day you eat thereof, that day you die, see, and she thought, well, hey, I've made it 24 hours, I'm okay, I'm not going to die, you know. See, she didn't understand what he was saying, because what it was, she was at that point in spirit realm, dead to God's understanding, because she took Satan's lie contrary to the word of God. All right. Now, according to blasphemous names, paragraph 184 through 189, Brother Branham explains that Adam had eternal life in his soul, making him an eternal person with God. Now, we know that Adam's body was not eternal. His spirit was not eternal, but it was his soul that was eternal. You know, so then we believe Eve had, or I do, now that's up to you, or anybody listening, you do what you want to. But if Adam had eternal life, and Eve was in Adam in theophany, and then that was put into Eve, into Adam, and then removed from Adam and made into Eve, then why do we not believe that she was the part of eternal life with him? Now, some things I've said lately, I warn you, not warn you like you're, I warn you. I encourage you to think about these things, because there's a lot of reasonable, sensible things. Now, the Bible says, come, let us reason together. Oh, no, we're not supposed to reason. Well, the Bible says for us to do that. If you don't allow that memory, reason, conscious, etc. to work in you, then it's not going to work anyway. So, you know, you're in bad shape. All right. But I've been hitting some little things of trying to talk about what was back there in comparison to seeing the same thing taking place here. All right. So that's why Paul would say that you'd be deceived like Eve was through, all right, through Satan's subtlety. All right. So then, you know, looking back there and seeing what took place, but looking down here and seeing what's taking place in you and I, then that ought to help us to understand the fallen condition, not as just a lust fleeing that took place and is happening and, you know, and all of that. It would bring it down to see and where Satan is still working on you and I. All right. Now, then in doing that, we brought it down to where Brother Branham was covering then. See, with Adam with eternal life in his soul. Then he covers on the breach, paragraph 90 through 93 of the breach, how that Adam fell from eternal life to death. All right? Now, I tried to express that as best as I could, by looking back there to see what happened, and then looking down here and seeing what's still happening. Because we're still dying, whether you like it or not. You're dying. You may pretty up and fix up, but irregardless, you're still dying. That's, you're getting it every day, you're getting older, all right? So then whatever the fall was, it is still taking place. All right, now that's what I've tried to get you to follow. And how did we talk about how that Adam fell from eternal life? God's not an Indian giver. He could not give Adam eternal life and Eve in their soul and take it away from them. Okay, now that's just, I'm trying to make things sensible. I'm accused of being so, well, you're deep, you don't know. I'm trying to make it so simple until the world would have to agree with what took place. I believe I could preach this in a Baptist church. And a lot of people would understand the natural things that I'm talking about. You know, and follow that because they've never heard it before. And surely it would be something new to them. But they could follow the Word of God. All right? Now, trying to get you to think about where you're at. Because irregardless of what you think about yourself, death is still taking its toll upon you and I. Amen. All right. Now, it does not mean that when a born-again Christian dies, right, they don't go to hell, right? They go under the altar, heaven we'd call it, the sixth dimension, the part to where the soul's under the altar, all right? And see, neither did Adam and Eve die and go to eternal separation, as we use the word death. All right? Now, Adam fell from coming to where that he should have been eternal. Had there been no fall, the tree of life was in the garden. And had they partook, we read the scripture, and even after the fall, God said, let us put man out, lest he partake of the tree of life and watch, live forever. Because there's no way you could partake of the tree of knowledge and it come out to where you could live forever, regardless, even eternal. See, because you're going to die. All right. So what did Adam do? He was there in soul, eternal, but his body and his spirit were still mortal, as we call it. So he never attained to the position of eternal life in his whole being. So he fell from. Not that he fell to eternal separation. Now, as I said, then you're going to mess up, because I like to do that, because, you know, the prophet said one day Adam will reach over and get Eve. And Eve, Abel, and Seth, and that, and there'll come a resurrection. So if he's eternally separated, there'd be no resurrection for Adam. That way, there'd be a resurrection, all right, but he'd be going the wrong way. All right, trying to make it simple and sensible. Because to me, the gospel is the only thing that is really sensible. You know what I'm talking about. 300 years ago, they rolled a ball across the earth, said if it goes 35 miles an hour or something, or 25, said they'll just pick up and leave. Well, you was running 60, 70 miles an hour coming to church today. You didn't pick up and leave. All right. Now, so then we can't go by scientific doings. We have to go by the layout or the word of God. So Adam, naturally, physically, the Bible says, and Adam died. All right. See, that happened to him because of what had happened in his spirit being to reason and things with Eve and accept the things that Eve had went through. So it brought him to death, but not death of eternal separation. Amen. Now, see? Yes, but I just believe he died. See, that's the way people are. I got a quote. He died. Well, amen. But what are you talking about? What are we going to say when you pass away? That's what I done my sister. She used to, when my mother got up in some age, she wanted to put her in a nursing home. And I said, okay. I knew how to handle her. She was the oldest. I said, okay. So when you get old, we'll put you in a nursing home. Well, I didn't mean that then. See, she backed up a little bit, and Mom never went in a nursing home, you know, because that's the way to change things. So that's the way I like to put it out in front of you and let you think about things and see how sensible and how really it is so simple of the gospel. All right? But our ideas, we'll get to that in a minute, is what's killing us even now. Because the soul of man, if it's born again, it's eternal. But the body and spirit is not eternal. So then we're having to deal with that. And we're waiting, as we were reading in Ephesians, to the point of the possession. All right? Now, but remember what we're trying to get to. Talking about the tree of life, which is the Word of God, is now before you and I through the Word of God brought to us, which is completion of all things, brought to us by the Bible understanding and the message of the hour. Not that it's something different, but it is the understanding of the entire Word of God. It is the fullness of the mystery in Revelation 10:7, not mysteries. Mystery. All right. Now, when Eve began to reason in her second realm, you know how I've had to explain that, because you got Brother Branham saying one time soul, one time spirit. But remember, you just keep your realms correctly. Always five senses to the outside realm, five senses to the second realm, no matter whether he calls it soul or spirit, and one sense for the inner realm. Now you got it correct and can follow it. So even her second realm of her reasonings and things, she brought death to mankind. Now I've got a thought in a minute I want to try to get into. That, why? How could Eve bring death to the human race? Now remember, Adam, according to the Bible, was not deceived. He knew exactly what he was doing. Now Eve was deceived. She thought she was right. She even said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. She thought it and she still thinks it. All right? Now, but how are you going to deal with that death that was brought upon mankind? And keep it in the correct order to where that you can follow it with a simple understanding. All right. Now, watch what I'm getting at. We talk about Eve and her reasonings and memories of conscience, etc. Then Adam going into reasoning, memories, and things, you know. And remember, as I've tried to explain it to you, Eve was not programmed all of her life like you and I. We've been programmed from birth through our memory, reason, conscious affections, etc. So we ought to see the fall is still here, that Satan is doing it. But what is he doing it in what we've been bringing out? The Bible says his ministers as ministers of righteousness, all right? Deceiving through the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. So where's the greatest deception today? In the pulpits. All right? That's why you have got to know where you stand. Not where I stand. It won't help you to know where I stand. It'll only help you to know where you stand. Because it's not, well, Brother Dale believes this, so I believe it. No. Neither should we say, Brother Branham believes this, and I believe it. We should say, I want it revealed. That way, then we have something personal to be able to hold on to. All right. Now, forgive me for jumping, because I don't mean nervous-wise. I'm talking about in the bringing of the message. I want you to see something. What took place in the garden? And why would Brother Branham call it a hybrid product? No. Now, a hybrid product, according to Strong's, is the offspring of two animals or plants of different races, breeds, or species. Now, it is not, as we think about hybrid, let me get this out of the way. And I don't know where you've ever noticed it or not, but they use about 300 and something times in the message hybrid, H-Y-B-R-E-E-D. And then they use it like 41 times as H-Y-B-R-I-D. And according to the Webster I looked up, there is no word H-Y-B-R-E-E-D. It's the words we use for it. It's the terminologies we use. It's the same word, but it's a terminology. Now, why they used it 41 times one way and like 300 and something another way, I don't know. That's none of my business. But I'm wanting you to understand. You may go one day and click on and look. Well, I can't find that. Anna can remember when we first got her first computer and, oh, we got everything run in and everything was right. And she said, well, run a search and let's see. And she typed in or I typed in serpent, and it come up zero. I said, my Lord, this dumb thing ain't as smart as I am. Y'all talking about this computer being great? It ain't as smart. And I said, Daddy, change the spelling. I put it P-A-N-T, and it's P-E-N-T. You know what? Come up with a lot of quotes. So it's a lot in what you're doing. All right? So if you go in there and start looking, and you're looking up some things, you're going to have to run in of them getting a point to you. If you want to do a search on hybrid, you're going to have to do a search on H-Y-B-R-I-D. All right? Then you're going to have to do a search on H-Y-B-R-E-E-D. Because they're using it two different, you know, spellings. But remember, it's the same thing. Don't try to be spiritualist because of this here and that. That's what everybody wants. No, it's just simply that ever who was typing it in liked to type that away, and they spelled the word. All right. Now, all right. I try to say that to you where you won't go look up things and do like me and you run aground. Oh, then you'll be able to follow it. Now, but why would Brother Branham speak as he did throughout the message of the word hybrid? Now, we know for certainty, and we'll keep this thought, that a hybrid, no matter what it is, if you put a donkey with a horse and whatever, it will bring forth a mule. But there's no way that you can ever take that and try to come back to the original from it once you mix it, okay? All right. Now, it does not mean that when you do, see, mankind, to get you some corn to grow, you know, the real beautiful, he takes maybe the old original corn that we'd have, and maybe popcorn or something, whatever. I don't know their terminologies and their doing. But by putting the two together, you come out with what I like is good corn, because the old corn is a little bit hard and tough and, you know, and all like that. And the popcorn's made for that, popping. But, see, we think of hybrid as being totally dead. But it's not. You can take corn off of that pretty sweet corn that you've got. You can put it in the ground. It will grow. And it will have some corn on it. It's not what we call just death. That's my point about Adam. See, when we look at, oh, Adam died. He went to hell. Well, now, where are you getting that from? Well, if he died, where else could he go? Well, if you die, where do you go? All right. See, getting down to just being sensible. You can take that hybrid corn and put it in the ground, and it'll grow you some more corn. And it may, by chance, if you plant it enough, may look back like prettier corn. Because it's not what we call dead. It is the point that hybrid means that you cannot keep breeding things together from hybrid. Once it's hybrid, once it happens, anything after that will never go back to original. All right, are you following me? Just getting the simple terminology of the word hybrid. That way you won't go bunkers in a minute when Brother Branham says that Eve was a hybrid. Would you explain that? I thought God made her. Well, that right there is what he did. That's what he did. He made it. Well, then he made her a hybrid. See where you're going? But I've got a quote. Yeah, but you ain't got the rest of that quote. Because he goes on in the same message, right on in almost the same sentence, and said, She was the original high breeder. Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I got a quote.
Well, okay. The quote's killing you. Did God make Eve a hybrid? If he did, where'd he get it from? A hybrid is the mingling of two, like plants. You can take, but now you can't take a rose. I may be wrong on all this, but just get the terminology. You take a rose, and you got a red rose, and a you know, different rose. You put them together, and you come out with different colors. But don't try to mix a rose with a violet or something, you know. Okay? It's got to be of a close species. Now, I preached a message on a series of things back, and how many years was that? 4 or 5 years ago, maybe more, on the fact of high breeding and, you know, how did it comes down to the right thing. All right. Now, it has to be of the same species to be able to hybrid. You don't you take orange and you can put tangerines and, you know, grapefruits, etc. But you, I don't know of them ever being able to put an apple on there, you know, to come forth. You know, it's two different species. Okay, so you got to hold your point to what it was. All right? Now, so the first was, and let's get that out of the way, was Eve received the seed into her mind. If you will, I've asked you, go to Spoken Word's original seed. You got about three and a half hours there of Brother Branham explaining the original seed and how it is, and a lot of these quotes is out of there, and you'll be able to study it from there. All right. Eve then, through her mind of receiving the seed of the serpent, which was not a literal seed because he doesn't have one, he perverted the word. But now watch how he done. Watch how careful it is. Read your Bible. Read it for yourself. Can you eat of all of these? We can eat of everything but the tree. It's in the midst of the garden. But Brother Brown said, good preacher. If she'd stayed right there, everything been all right. But see, he begins to reason about that. So he's taking the word of God and hybriding the word of God. Because he's mixing his ideas with the word of God that created a hybrid product.
Amen.
All right? So the devil, we're not talking about the beast seed now yet. We'll get to that on to the next part in the literal. So the devil, through his subtlety, takes the word of God and takes that word of God and mingles it with her reasoning factors. And when it does, it brings death into the spiritual or spirit part of mankind. All right? Now, if you go and look, well, let's read some few things, but that's the way you do with denominations. What is hybrid religion? It's mixing word of God, you know, Satan taking his word and mixing it with the literal word. So what did he say to Eve? You shall not die. That was all it took to mix and mingle within her to bring death in her spirit. Right? So when I ask you to go to Spoken Word original seed, because you hear Brother Brown saying what? That a woman can't receive a man until she first receives him in her mind. So it was not in the garden, the seed of the serpent is not the act between Eve and the beast. That brings the seed of the beast. That's why Brother Branham says, we got it in here, that we're born, what? Between Satan and Eve. It didn't say we're born between the beast and Eve. That's the literal. That was not first. Spiritual death struck the human race because of doubting God's word. And that's the same thing today to you and I. But don't you think, well, Brother Dale, he's against Brother so-and-so. And I heard Brother so-and-so. And I never heard him say what Brother Dale said he said. Yeah. Well, keep listening. Or go back and stay awake and listen to the whole tape again. You might find something in there, the reason I said it was what he said. But you see, how easy it is to bring that same sin from back there to you and I that have the new birth. I ain't talking to the world and sinners. Talking to people that claim to be born again. Satan, through his subtlety, is still attacking us today. Look what he's doing with the people of this message. Look what he's doing with the preachers of this message. You want to click on your internet and find out how many of them is now saying Brother Branham was wrong? But that's a good brother. So was the devil. He's a good devil. And he knows how to be sweet and nice. Like I always try to tell you. Oh, but I know the voice of God and the voice of the devil. You do? When the devil tells you how sweet you are and how great you are and how pretty you are, how everything's going, and you're just lovely. And God says, sit down, shut up, and listen. Now you know the difference in it, don't you? See, he's still working. In you and me. Right? To deceive. What about your prophet who said, I would have made a horrible mistake and God not come? Is that not in the first seal? And corrected me on something I was going to preach. Well, I don't like it. You saying Brother Branham was deceived. I didn't say what he did. Do you argue with him? See? All right. But listen. Before the literal act took place, remember the literal act was not between the serpent and Eve, it was between the beast and Eve. Right? But it's called the seed of the serpent all the way through the Bible because here's where it's at. The greatest battle ever fought is in our brain. Right? But do we understand the serpent seed? Yeah. Oh, yes, I understand the serpent seed. Eve had a relationship with that beast. No, that's the seed of the beast. That's something we're going to get into in a minute. That you may frown up and not like it. But that's all right. I've always preached it this way and I always believed it. Listen, so what is a hybrid? It's the offspring of two animals or plants of different races, the breeds, the species, etc., but not of different things. You can't take a cat and breed it to a dog. No, it's got to be in the same species. But you can take any species of dog and breed it with another dog. Right? It doesn't matter whether it's hybrid, what it is, what it comes from, what it's doing. It will breed. All right? Why? Because it's the same species. All right, watch that in a minute when we get down to Eve and the beast. But I want to make sure you follow me. That by Eve reasoning, let's see, it's on the first one, I know. Yeah, let's read this one. Then I'll drop back. Go ahead with number one, which is taken from Spoken Word Original Seed, Book 2, which would mean the evening service, paragraph 414. Now, here is what I'm trying to say to you. The law of reproduction, bring forth of its kind, Genesis 1:11. These days, true church bride, these last days, watch. True church bride comes to the headstone. Will be the super church, a super race. As it nears the great headstone, they will be much like, so much like him, even they will be in his very image in order to be united with him. They will be one. They will be the very manifestation of the word of the living God. Watch. Denominations can never produce this. Now, when I say denominations, I'm not saying Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, etc. That's denomination. I'm saying Branhamites. All right. I'm saying Lulaites. You know. Okay. Look, denominations can never produce this. This will be. They will produce their creeds and dogmas mixed with the Word of God and brings a hybrid product. Your ideas and my ideas upon the Word of God brings death, not life. Well, I think this is what it ought to do. Wasn't that what Eve done? Well, Brother Deb, don't you think this way? No, what did Brother Branham say? What does the Bible say? See, then that way we want to stay with the Word of God. Okay, watch. Let's read this next one because it ties together with it, which is Smyrna church age. Go ahead. And he says that the Smyrna church had drifted far from the original. No. See, people say, oh, no, that church never. It's okay. You go with the prophet. I'll go with the prophet. He said the bride fell at Nicaea. I explained that the other day. People say, oh, no, that bride didn't do it. Well, where did all of this doctrine get at? You know. The Smyrnian church had drifted far from the original. It had become a hybrid. It had hybridized, ever how you pronounce that, itself the way Eve did. You know that a hybrid is what comes from two species mixing. The result is no longer pure like the original. It is, how you say that, mongrel. Right. Well, then Eve allowed the beast to mingle his seed with hers. She produced a creature called Cain that wasn't pure human. He was of the wicked one. Notice how different he was from Abel. Notice how different he was from Seth. He hated God and would not obey the word and persecuted and killed the righteous. He set himself up above the word of God. Okay. Now, let's drop back. Or let's stay right there with that part. What caused Cain to kill Abel? It was his ideas on the Word of God, right? So physical death came as a product or an attribute of unbelief. Now, let's think about that for a minute. We'll go from natural to spiritual, backwards and forth. So first was Satan now, mixing his perverted word with the word of God and bringing death, which would then be the seed of the serpent. And watch, that's why Brother Brown would say, not that we're born from Eve and the beast, we're born from Eve, the Satan and Eve. Because that thing is still here today. Remember, an offspring, a hybrid, an offspring of two animals that will mingle. Not a bear and a dog. No. No. Won't work. Got to be, the species got to be of the same race of things. And then it will mingle. See? Eve reasoned and it brought death. A hybrid product, which is still here today, not just because we say denominations, but because we are human beings subject to Satan and his little ways. And can be just as hybrid and are just as hybrid until God reveals his word. The only way of doing away with a spiritual hybriding is to be born again. We'll get to that later in the message. All right? But just think now. What about this that we just read? That Eve mingled her seed with the beast and brought forth a Cain. What was Cain? Half man, half animal. Either way you want to do your hybriding, you understand what I'm doing. It's the mixing of the two. But here's our point. We want to make it as Cain being that, but we're not that. Have you ever heard this preached by the preachers of the message? If you were born in the lineage from Adam, you can be saved. But if you're born in the lineage of the beast, you cannot be saved. That's garbage, Ken.
Amen.
Whether you like it or not, you are a product between Eve and the beast. Right? No. I'm from Adam. I got my direct descendants from Adam. Okay, and Adam all die. Now where you at? Remember, Adam sold the human race. Adam's doing was worse than Eve's because Adam knew. He was not deceived. He knew. What did he know about Eve? Okay, Eve. Okay, I know what you done. Okay, I know what you done. 9 months from now, you get to having that baby, we'll start over. What good would that do? In high breeding of dogs, what does it take? An old hound with a good beagle, and what you got? A mixed breed. Right? Now, it doesn't matter if you breed that female dog back to a purebred male. You cannot sell the puppies as purebred. They're hybrid. Why? Why? Oh, now we're in a day when everything is working and we're getting this and we're getting that and we can work all these things out. And they're even saying now that high breeding in animals you can do after so many generations. You know why? Because people have got dogs and they love dogs and they don't want their dogs killed. They don't want their dogs destroyed because they can't get a friend. So they try to make some way of getting them to breed back. And I got me another dog like I had. Mm-mm. No way.
Amen.
It's still perverted.
Right.
You can take that dog and you can let them mate and you can sell them as purebreds. But then all at once, right in the middle of a little litter, 10 years later, will be the old boy that showed up to start with, no hound. Go check it out and see if I'm right. Well, what are you trying to get us to do with dogs? Because we ain't nothing but a bunch of animals. But yet we say, and we read, just like reading there, that Eve produced a hybrid, a Cain. Well, that's true. But you know that Abel came from the same wound? From Eve and Adam? Abel came from the same womb. Why did Abel have to offer a sacrifice? Oh, I know the stories. They got it all going. Yes, they love it. These big names. They love to bring out great things in congregations and get them to shout all over the place. And they'll read that Noah was the only righteous one in his generation. The Bible says it. But is that right? You better remember that Noah was the father of Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Right. And you know that we all come from Ham, Shem, and Japheth, which means we all come from Adam. No, but you don't understand the beast, huh? I understand one thing. Adam had a lot of offspring coming from his lineage. Because he could multiply. But the beast only had one boy. Beast never had no more kids. Come on, folks. Be sensible in your thinking, let alone your great revelations you have. The beast had one son. Adam had many sons and daughters. So what was it? Now, I know you ain't going to like this, but that's all right. We'll get a few things. Abel to me was just as hybrid as Cain. Yeah, but I don't like it. Okay. Right, hold on to your seat until we get through. You explained to me that he wasn't. Because as I just explained, the female dog, the hound gets with a beagle, and she cannot have any more puppies that are purebred. Amen. Why? Why? Because her wound is polluted. See, when Eve done what she done with the beast, her wound was polluted. Anything that comes from there is death. Right? No, Brother Dale, I don't like that because you're trying to make me seed of the serpent. What do you think you are? Brother Branham said, we were born between Satan and Eve. The psalmist David that had 1,000 wives was pretty smart. And what was his assumption? Born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come out from your mother's womb, a liar. Now that's placing many scriptures together, but that's what he said. But why did it say in Adam all die? Why? Adam knew what Eve done. He wasn't deceived. Had he put her away, he would not been, he could not have said in Adam all die. So he took the word of God that the Bible says in the day you eat thereof, you'll die. He didn't listen to his wife so much as to say, and he kept on saying, you know, Adam, we ain't died. I've done lived 18 days now. We're 24 days old, and I ain't died yet. See, God was wrong. That beast was telling me the truth. You just wouldn't tell me. What would have happened had Adam just refused to have accepted Eve? There would have been no human race, right? Hey, you agree with me? Even if you left it with Eve and the beast and their doing, you would not have had a human race. You would have had an animal race. And it would have been a perverted race. Think about it. Think about it where we're at. Why would you think Abel would be something different than Cain? Why would you consider that? Well, because I hadn't found where the prophet said that Abel was perverted. Well, it's enough to say an Adam all die. But we do have a scripture that we probably won't get to this morning, but we do have a scripture that says one thing. Did we read it in our Acts? Yes, we read it. What did it say? God made of one blood. Oh, man. Right? But if you watch what I'm talking about, see, your beast goes out of existence. Your beast lineage goes out of existence. Everything, there's no reproducing with the beast. In that form, it is annihilated. Because remember, the beast was the only one that won't mingle. Darwin goofed up. What if he'd have just thought of that? Went to the Bible and read it and found the beast. He would have had a great line. But to show you, it was hidden even from the mankind of the smartness of a man like that. It was hidden as a mystery because it couldn't happen. You see? Let's just get a few, then we'll have to take up this evening. That's all right. I got some notes for another message. I can preach Wednesday. Brother Forney said, well, you know, talking to Wade, I guess, and telling him, you know, Wade said, well, Daddy can take care of it. And I didn't have one note. Coming back off vacation, we thoroughly enjoyed releasing Terrence up at Pigeon Forge and had a wonderful time coming home thinking I don't have to preach this weekend. I'm in good shape. Said, oops. And it wasn't when I get home that I had the time to study. You know, we got home, what, 11:30, 12 o'clock, say 1 o'clock, something, we got home. So I told Nanny, I said, we got to go, and we got to go down to Walmart because we got to pick up a few things. Brother Forney and Wade and myself, we were going hunting, see, tomorrow and the next day, you know, so we were going to pick up a few things. I said, we need to go. And so we're going down the highway, and I'm still thinking, I don't have to preach tomorrow. I don't have to put my mind on it all. And Wade calls and says, Brother Forney can't come. Uh-oh. It's all right. I love the Word of God irregardless whether I get to prepare much for it or what. Look what he says on Spoken Word in his original seat, paragraph 142. Man wasn't made to die. He was made to live. Now, if you think that ain't right, go back to the blasphemous name. That Adam had what? His body was not eternal. His spirit was not eternal. But his soul was eternal. He wasn't made to die. The tree of life was in the garden for him to go partake of. And like I've told you, what, 1,000 times? Had sin not entered the picture, you already had there the products that was needed. You had the tree of life, which is the word of God. And had Eve and Adam brought us forth, spoken into existence, whatever you want to do. I know the quotes. Where Brother Brown would say Eve mixed and mingled her, you know, before times and all that. I know all that. I ain't worried about it. I'm concerned with one thing. Had there not been a fall, God could not have made mankind eternal in body and spirit. He gave them his own life to make the soul eternal. Okay? What are you going to do with the body and spirit? Adam's body and spirit was not eternal. Eve's body and spirit was not eternal. But the tree of life was there. Why do you think the Bible said what it said? Let us put them out, lest they partake of the tree of life. I mean, tree of knowledge of good and evil. And live forever. Because even God would know there that they couldn't live eternal once they'd done that. What if there had been no sin? We would have come forth. Because Adam had what he needed. You know what he had? You know what he needed to be able to have children? A wife. You know that what God needed to have children is a wife. Right? See, so he had a wife. All of us could have come forth, then we'd have all ate of the tree of life. But that's not the full story, because already standing right there beside it, God knowing it wasn't going to work, we're going to get to that on foreknowledge. He knew it wasn't going to work that way. So he already had what? The tree of knowledge of good and evil was standing there. Right? Standing right there was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. All right? See, it wasn't going to work out. So what are you going to do? You're going to go the other way. Man wasn't made to die. He was made to live. But hybriding brought life. Listen, hey, death there, brother. She hybrided. Now you deny the serpent seed. Then I'll ask you why. What's these funeral services about? She would hybrid. Every one of us are hybrid from the original. That's the reason you're constantly dying. So now we've got it established by the prophet. What? We're all hybrid. I don't care what you think. That's what he says. Go to the next one. Oh, excuse me. That was number four. Yeah. Go on to the next one, which is paragraph 84. That was paragraph 142. Paragraph 84. But every man, no matter whether he's pope, priest, bishop, whatever he is, he dies because he's a hybrid. That's exactly. He was born between Satan and Eve, and they call it whatever you want to. It was Satan and Eve. The original word had nothing to do with it. It's okay. Mouth of two or three witnesses. Then we're all hybrid. And remember there, but he said every man, whether he's pope, priest, and the other one said man wasn't made to die. He was made to live, but hybriding. Every one of us are hybrid from the original. So if there was anybody in the world could afford to talk about any type of lineage, it would have been the prophet, don't you think so? And he never talked about it. He talked about being born from Charles and Ella Branham. Talked about us all getting here by lust and perversions and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In comparison to the tree of life, we should have ate off the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But we didn't. We went to the tree of death, I mean, death. Perverted. We twisted it. We went to that. No matter what you think. Right. But my family's pure. They come over to Mayflower. So did mine. They sneaked on the boat and got over here. Thank God they got over here. I'm like Brother Forney. And he wasn't making fun of the people. When he's in Africa the first time, he said, I get home. He said, first man, white man, I find I'm going to grab him and kiss him. So why? He said, I'm going to tell him, thank God for slavery. See, he wasn't making light of blackness or whiteness or anything like that. He was just being honest. I like it here, don't you? All right, but listen. Man wasn't made to die. He's a hybrid. Now remember, no hybrid can reproduce itself. Did you follow that thought a while ago? No hybrid can reproduce itself. You know what I mean? The corn, it eventually totally gone. You can't keep on redoing it until it come back. You may find something special or nice or whatever, but it's still death. It doesn't matter. All right? But he's a hybrid. There's no way of him being nothing but a hybrid. Let's see, I've got one more. We'll get these out of the way, then we'll be able to preach on this. Go ahead to number 5. Take on spoken word, original seed, paragraph 121, 122. Then except a man be born again. Why must he be born again? He's dead. Listen. The flesh he's in, he's a hybrid. He's got to be born again. Why he was born in sin, from Eve's sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lie. He's a liar to begin with. He's a hybrid. Let me say something, because I know this is going to have to take time to express. So we'll pick it up this evening. Now, what is a hybrid? The mixing of two of a same species. You know, a rose with a rose. A dog with a dog. Not a dog and a cat. Not this, because that's different. Right? Species or whatever breeds, whatever you want to call them. It won't work. So now what happened? Why is it that this happened? We've established, I hope, in an understanding that Eve in her mind, she began to reason and she brought death upon the human race. Adam knew what he was doing, but he went with her reasonings. I love the way Brother Branham will explain things. It really tickles me sometimes. But he said, you know, there they was back in the bushes with their fig leaves. He said, having church. You ever heard him say that? Amen. Thought they could stand before God. You ever heard him say that? Said, but when they heard his voice, they couldn't do it. Because right. 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 He knew right then they was dead. Right. Brother Brown has such a wonderful way of explaining things. Listen. Do we put it then that the only, if we would accept the fact that the hybriding of Eve through the mind is still in our problems today, that he's still trying to pervert the word of God through our understandings. All right? But then do we only place it that Cain come out as the seed of the beast? But remember what we've tried to explain in the saying that if a female dog, she's a hound, and she has a puppy by Beagle, she can't be used anymore for that because there's something wrong. Why? Why would you be calling something wrong when all she had was intercourse? Her wound is polluted by the intercourse. Now, may you listen with me for a second. When Eve done what she done, her wound was polluted. So no matter what you want to think about two lineages, you got a problem. You got a lot of problems when you try to run lineages in the Bible. Just remember, you got to come from Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Everybody in the world is brothers from one blood. We'll get to it this evening. Why does it stipulate from one blood? See, the blood of the chimpanzee won't mix with the blood of the female. I mean, the woman, right? So then there was one, the prophet. We'll cover it, redo it. So the prophet said that Satan, in other words, he knew, he had a knowledge of the principles of life. He knew what to do. And he knew that that beast was a part of the species, listen, of mankind. Gives you something to think on. It has to be part of the same species. Come on, can't be the monkey and the woman. You got to bring the species together. So there's where Darwin missed it by not taking that beast as the link between man and the monkey. Huh? But you're not listening to a thought. See, once Eve, even though she could have had relationship with a monkey, she didn't now, if we're going, but I'm just giving a story, that would have polluted her. Because it's a different species. It wouldn't have reproduced. But she did have a relationship with a beast. Huh? And that polluted her wound. What does the Bible say about a man that's born of a woman is what? Something like his of old age and something. He's got, that's a whole lot of things. Really. Okay. Born of a woman. Why? How come you can't separate and just throw the cane over this side and run his line? That'd be easy to do. You go in Genesis, you can find out whose descendants of who, whose descendants of who, and whose Cain's children was, and who did what. Why not? And you say, well, Adam and Eve got right. It was right for them. It couldn't be right. She polluted her wound. Anything that come from that wound would be hybrid, just like the others were. That's why you and I, Brother Ron, said we're hybrid. And don't worry about it. There's no way to reverse the hybrid. That's why we're going to have a what? A change of these bodies. Right? A change. Not an exchange to get another one. Just change this one. All right. But see, Eve, when it went from her mind into her wound, she accepted the beast and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. Yeah. You know, we don't think about it much because it just says that in about two verses. Right? You know, she said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. She had a man later. That's 9 months later. She had a lot of time to think things over. Right? From the time of conception is 9 months before the baby gets here. So if you say you got a man from the Lord and you got a baby there, that's 9 months. Got a lot of time to think things over. You know what? She's still deceived. But just remember till this afternoon why it says of one blood. He made all man. Now, if you're going to run your two lineages, just remember, it's got to be one blood. That's the key to it. The blood of the beast was the same blood of the human. Right? The blood of the beast. Because he made one blood. My brother Brown says a black man, white man, Chinese, whatever. And give you a blood transfusion, right? Why? Because we're all of one blood. So now let's get that all out of our mind about we're so wonderful. Come on, musicians. I thought this would be short and I could get into foreknowledge. We'll get into foreknowledge. Don't worry about it. But I want you to think with me. Once Eve accepted the seed from the beast. Now, what is the seed of mankind? Well, they're getting ready. What is the seed of mankind? Look it up and you'll find out what it is. It is highly congealed blood. The seed of mankind is highly congealed. The seed, the sperm, whatever you want to use the word for, is highly congealed blood. That's why the woman doesn't have that. You know, the life, she has an egg. But you can't get a body without an egg. I don't care how much blood you got. So we'll back up this evening and rerun. What do we got, brother?
1.7 in the spiral.
But we're all hybrid, whether we like it or not. Are you watching? Yes, but Brother Dan, I'll have you know, my lineage is right. You know what's in the Bible? The word Dale's in the Bible. They call it the King's Dale, which means Baal, Valley. I'm following that all the way back. Why are you crowing? Why are you crowing? Could it be that you know that Mama wasn't exactly right? And you've heard stories that she slipped around with a neighbor. But you're fighting it. Because you want your lineage right. What good is it? Paul said, I would to God that he could deliver me, or somebody could, from what? This body of death. Think about it. So we're not going off on nobody, bragging on nobody. It don't matter whether you're black, white, yellow, green, blue, whatever. We're all of one blood. How would you like, Brother Random said, he wanted that little woman at the well to realize that there was no difference. What your prophet said. But Paul had done summed it up. What? He said there's no difference between Jew and Greek. That's why people don't like me to be able to quote. Abraham was a Gentile. No. He was a Jew. You're trying to prize your birth instead of trying to get born again. What about it? Anybody have a need? Hybrid is death. The Bible said the woman that liveth in pleasure is what? Dead while she liveth. You and I are a product of death. That's why we're not thrown off on nobody. When you go down to get a blood transfusion, do you ask them, say, now, I want to make sure that I get this from white folks? Or the other say, I want to make sure I get it from black folks. No, you don't ask that question, do you? Only thing you ask is what type it is. Right? You just ask the type. You don't ask whether it's black, white, green, brown, or blue. Right? Folks, get serious. You say, well, do you think we need to know that we're hybrid? Then what do you think you're being saved from? If you don't know what you're being saved from, then maybe you don't need it. Well, that's what I said, quoting the scripture. We'll get to it this evening. Paul said, who can deliver me from this body of death? In that same verses, he says, with this body I serve the law of sin, but with the inner man I serve the law of God. Now, was Paul saying he had to die or I'm a sinner? No. He said what he said. Because there's another scripture where Paul said what? I die daily. Not physical. We better work on the inside man, then the outside will take care of his problem, right? Just think on these things. Father, we thank you for your love and your grace unto us, and we ask you to go with us now as we eat a natural meal. Bring us back together this afternoon in you. We love you. We thank you. Forgive our sins and lead us by thy grace and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.